Off the cuff. Hey there, Jed Coburn is here.
What the fuck happened?
Dude,
no, like, I can't take the abuse anymore.
Can.
Oh, you didn't start it?
Yeah, I heard the thing.
Okay,
I don't know.
Guys, I'm sorry. Yeah, the confusion is because I thought we started. Okay, Cody Skoke's dead.
Right.
All right, here we go. We're in.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
We're being consistent. Look at us.
Yeah, we only missed one that happens. But we already mentioned that we were going to miss the following, didn't we?
Yep. And then next week, I think I'm out of town for spring break. So, like, this isn't bad. This
no.
Not bad.
We're still doing better than we have.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Before we get too far into it, be sure to share, right? Please share. We're growing this. We're starting to put some stock into it, you know.
Yeah, we're trying. Actually, we're trying to get some fucking consistency.
Right, bringing some heat to, you know, whatever it is that we're doing here. But
oh, yeah, I don't fucking remember. I know I got the text message at work, so I don't know that I actually, like, responded to it.
Yeah.
I should have, but I'm just remembering it now.
Yeah.
But Lewis texted me and congratulated us on two in a row.
So, right? Hell yeah, Lewis.
Yeah, I was like, all right. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's been that long since we've been putting two in a row.
Right. That's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, if the joke works anyway, it must be, because I knew what he was talking about.
Right.
Like, fuck you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right away.
But either way, yeah, I forgot to even, I was going to text you and tell you that, but again, I was at work and I try to stay off my phone as much as I can at work, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Look at you all scruffy.
Yeah, no,
holy,
I got to shave really bad, really bad, man.
That's a thick one.
Yeah, no, I started noticing it this week, getting in my mouth, my mustache.
Yeah,
but it works though, because I've been putting on a lot of weight lately too, so it kind of hides that fucking double chin.
Your jowls.
Yeah, I used to have a jawline. Now I got two of them.
Yeah. Shirts.
Yeah, no, it's been overdue though for a while.
Hell yeah!
I actually thought of that too when I was on the way here. I'm like, fuck, I didn't shave either. Shit. All the things I needed to do today.
No, I mean, this, it works out well, because like I went and got water, which I love to have in that grocery store here in town.
Yeah, yeah.
But the water machine is so slow, and it's nothing against them. They can't do anything.
No.
But it just takes forever, and I'm like, oh man, I hope Cody doesn't show up while I'm in here. Because these buildings here, well, Badger, it's just one dead zone. Like one giant dead zone.
Oh, for phones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you would have been like, yo, I'm here. Hey, hello. Like, it's an SOS on my phone.
No
so,
shit.
Like, you're fucking
Oh, no
done.
Doubt. Mine
yeah.
is too.
Matters zero. Like, you can patch into the Wi-Fi
shit.
If you want, and then you'll probably be good.
Nah, I got no worries,
bro. Yeah.
I'll be damned. I didn't realize Badger was that bad.
It's, you're like, Verizon, we cover everybody. Fuck
yeah,
you,
bro,
you
bullshit.
Don't.
There's a spot, too, on the way to World that, like, right, apparently enough.
Yeah,
like,
right, you got.
Oh, wait, message. That's actually from Wi-Fi. So, I mean,
oh,
the LTE
yeah.
picking up something or another. Yeah. But, yeah, no, but in between here and World, too, there's a spot right after Salo that nothing gets through.
Yeah. How do you even live like that?
I don't fucking know.
Like, your cell phone won't even work. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, no, and most people don't even have landlines anymore.
Right.
It's just
we
their
don't.
Cell phone.
We don't have landlines.
I don't. I've never had one. My mom's daycare house does, but that's also kind of like a business phone, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, oh, and then out in Ross, she has one because they have no fucking service.
Oh, right. You got to have a freaking wire somehow.
Yeah, I suppose, like, whether or not you live in one of them zones, I'd imagine you just got to have one.
Well, AT&T shut down for a little bit. That was fun.
Did it? I heard that there was some outage or whatever, but like the, I don't know, the amount of people that get covered by AT&T, Verizon, and all these people, and then when it said the number of people that were like without service, to me, it didn't seem like a very big percentage.
Sure.
But were you affected?
I wasn't. No, I have Verizon, but.
Oh yeah, I do too. I didn't even notice it.
Me neither. I just think that's like a little test.
People were panicking,
man.
Like, and it was only like, I don't know. I wanted to say it was less than like 100,000 people were without service.
Yeah.
And when you think that they cover 300 and some million.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a percentage.
Those are COVID numbers, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, those aren't, that's not that big of a percentage. I don't know.
But I feel like you hit it right there, though. I feel like it was a little bit of a test. What
it
would that
could
do?
Have very well been. Yeah.
I'll put my tinfoil hat on and say it was.
Yeah, yeah. They wanted to know what the fuck they can get away with.
Right.
And shit. And people did panic. Still.
Yeah. Right. They started.
And then
small.
When they showed you the map of yeah. how many, like, you know, like areas, and
yeah,
it was kind of, it was like all over the globe. I
yeah.
mean, all over, not the globe, but
the US,
all over the
yeah.
U.S.
Yeah.
But it couldn't have been more than five people per
right,
spot,
right.
because like,
yeah.
how the fuck does it span
yeah.
the whole U.S. when it's only that number of people?
And then I listened to other podcasts and stuff. They were making fun of it,
right.
and they were saying it was solar weather or space weather. That's what they
yeah,
call it.
Yeah,
and they're trying to play it off as that. I don't know. I don't believe it, but
well, I mean, if it's to be believed, man, the sun has the power to knock out our entire grid and shit.
Yeah.
But I believe when it happens and if it happens, I don't think the sun did it.
Right? No. I think
yeah. No.
They're like okay, shut all of those off and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
this is a small percentage, not enough to like sway any type
yeah.
of shit here
yeah.
or like throw our economy in the ass and like the shitter or anything
yeah.
like that. But.
Yeah.
Just enough to see. And
I know.
Obviously, if it made news and like all these people were freaking out about it.
Yeah.
I think they were just, I think the people freaking out about it were like thinking it was the beginning of things to come.
Well, totally.
You know,
and
I
that's
get
what
that.
They want. Yeah. They want
So they
that.
Wanted the uncertainty of, well, is it going to continue to spread or
right.
continue to go down? But
it's so funny how fast this stuff just disappears. It starts and stops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not funny, but you know.
Well, there's always shit that they're not trying to see us. Like there's always something that they don't want us to know
yeah.
about when these little things happen.
Yeah,
there's slight scares that
yeah.
get us into a panic, and there's probably something going on during that exact time.
Yeah, yeah.
That we're supposed
the slide
to
of hand.
Yeah, and we're supposed to be focused on what they want us focused on.
Yeah.
And the fact that it continues to work is
yeah.
just embarrassing.
Oh, right? Like, how many times you got to be fooled? Fool me once,
yeah,
fool me
like,
a thousand times?
And every single
fuck.
Time it comes out later on that, like, yeah, you idiots were fooled.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the next thing happens, and everyone's like, well, it's not going to happen to me next time.
Right.
You know, I'm smarter than that.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No.
No, you're not.
Put your mask on and go to work.
Yeah. Never.
It's in your car.
Fucking happens, dude. It happens.
Yeah, screw that.
Well, and then heaven forbid, though, the one time you don't take it serious and you think you're fucking going to be that, you know, like tinfoil hat guy,
yeah.
and then you're wrong.
Yeah.
And shit does go haywire, you know?
That's exactly it. Then, well, and that's what all the people are afraid of. What if I'm wrong this time? Well, fuck. I don't know. They count me wrong.
Right, right. Oh, man.
I'm done.
But no, like, there's more of that Epstein shit that came
yep.
out lately. That's one thing they probably didn't want us looking at.
Right. Well, look at how fast that got brushed under, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no, and even Giselle Maxwell, is that her name? Or Ghislaine. Ghislaine
yes,
Maxwell. Yep,
yeah,
yep. There you go. Fuck, I was on it.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, no, even her shit, like, all the documents for that got swept under.
Yeah.
And the more that shit, every time something from that gets released, we're focused on something else.
Well, yeah, they got to make something else.
Or else there's people that just at this point are thinking like that it's not even, it's like old news, but it's not.
Yeah.
There's
still people out there thinking the Steele dossier is something that's real.
Right, right.
You know? Like, go people, look it up. Look up your shit.
Do your homework, man.
How are you
it's,
not?
It's crazy. And now, even like right now, I guess fucking the whole shit with Biden's fucking son, too.
Yeah.
He's pretty much admitted in his fucking, like the transcripts of his deposition were
yeah.
just released.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He fucking, not only in one paragraph, he's going to say how he has all these, like, got all these jobs with these energy companies and shit over in fucking wherever, Israel, Palestine,
yeah.
area. Like, he has all them on merit and shit. But then in the same fucking paragraph, he's been asked about the whole, like, who's the big guy and shit, like,
yeah.
in your corrupt ass messages.
Yeah.
He also brings up the fact that I was probably drunk and high off my ass at that time.
Right,
you
right.
You know, like, well, yeah, okay, so which is it?
Yeah.
You get these jobs from your merit?
Yeah.
Or are you a drunk and high ass?
Totally.
Like, because you're not.
You can't be both.
People do their homework on these companies. Like, you know, it's kind of like the same shit that goes when you hear about it, like with other people too. They get like a higher, like a good job somewhere.
Yeah.
And then somebody does a deep dive on their social media and finds some racist slurs.
Well, yeah. And then something. They're like, oh, no, we can't do that.
Yeah. So if them people find it, you don't think that these type of players are going to fucking know who they're dealing with.
Yeah.
They knew Hunter Biden was a crackhead. I could have told you he was a crackhead from a mile away.
Well, yeah.
He looks it.
He's
definitely acted on it.
I mean,
fucking Joe. I don't know how he's still around because I would have thought Joe Biden would have, or his associates would have gotten rid of that little political threat a long time ago, you know?
Well, I think they're all doing their part in completely demoralizing the country. That's what their part is. They're like, okay, we're going to put you here, you know, and anybody who says Biden's doing a good job. Here's the thing is he is doing a good job
for himself.
He's doing
a
good job at exactly what he's supposed to be doing
right now. Yeah. And not
breaking this country in half.
And even aside from that, just even like the whole thought of him doing like being senile on purpose.
Right.
Like it makes a lot of sense just because of what he's under right now. And like, even though like he got caught doing the exact same thing that Trump did with the, with the confidential documents,
but he was
shit.
A vice president at that time too.
Yeah, but
so
he
like,
still had him
for sure. But it's the exact same thing, right? It's even worse
because he was vice president. Yeah. Our president, like our commander in chief,
right,
has reins. Like he should be able to have these documents.
I know it's so dumb.
So when you now in Trump, but now that they couldn't get him on that, they're giving him these tax code violations that like
his inflation of his.
I was watching, that's
okay, he already paid that loan back,
right?
Like, what the hell?
And the people in the banks aren't the ones going after him. They said they would like to continue
to
do business with Trump. And then you have like some of one of them dickheads from Shark Tank, that O'Leary guy.
Oh yeah,
he was on some show and they asked him about it.
Yeah,
and he goes, there's nothing here. What Donald Trump is being penalized for, every investor, like every I forget the fucking term for him, but like a real estate investor or like a person that does what he does before he was president.
Yeah.
Like he goes, every one of us do this.
Capital venture, whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. He goes like, there's nothing here. He didn't break no fucking law.
Right.
He didn't do anything.
Right.
It's just for some reason, this judge has it out for him.
Yeah.
And I would like to see that judge's bank statements.
Exactly.
Like, is there any deposits? Of a substantial amount of money from a weird fucking source. Like,
well, it absolutely is.
Gotta be. He's gonna get paid somehow. The fucker is doing something.
Yeah.
But then with that, like, Trump's, I mean, he did the exact same thing Biden did, but now because he's a senile old man, they're letting him off on it.
But then they come out saying he's completely fit and he's doing
and then
just what he needs to be doing
for
his job.
They're fucking crazy. Like, it's so back and forth with this.
But they're not lying when they say he's doing just what he needs to do for his job.
But a president?
What is Joe Biden's job? Not president of the United States, but what is Joe Biden's job?
Well, we'll never know what the exact role of his.
Well, totally, but his job... In whoever, you know, the elitists of the world, his job is and was, it went before he was in president, was to completely obliterate the United States from the inside out.
See, I don't think he wasn't doing shit until he was the president.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's literally what he was supposed to do. His job, going from vice president to president, is to completely tear this country apart.
Well, he's
so
opened
he's
the borders. He's done everything
the wrong way. He's doing his job at that.
Any motherfucker, though, that fucking still has like a Biden-Harris
pocket. Which is right across the street from here. Did you see that in the
window?
No, I didn't
even pay attention.
Yeah.
No.
I would love to throw a rock in that fucking window. But
yeah, dude, well, fuck, man. They haven't done us any favors.
Right. No.
And Kamala Harris has got to go down as the worst vice president of all fucking time.
Well, and
there's just absolutely no way around it. She talks to the American public like a Dr. Seuss riddle.
Totally.
And she fucking, like, she talks to everyone like they're idiots when she, you can tell, nothing's going
on
in her
head. Yeah, she's all crickets in her head.
She's not
smart. Nobody's thinking.
I mean, she maybe knows some things about some things that I don't, but I can promise you that I could probably do a better job than her. But at the same time, you know what? She's up against the wall too, because she's pretty much left explaining like her commander in chief's actions, and that can't be easy. I would probably try to do the same thing she's doing, talking in these fucking like just airheaded fucking phrases and shit.
Right.
Like to talk when you watch her talk about the whole like even the NASA program, we watch them go up.
Yeah.
We watch them. I go know. Down. Like,
good
shut
job.
The fuck
up. But dude, okay, speaking of NASA, it wasn't NASA, but they just said they put somebody on the moon. Or like there was a
it was
unmanned
an unmanned rover or some
Did
shit.
You see any of that?
No, I didn't pay much attention.
Talk
to
about
it.
The fakest shit, in my opinion, the fakest shit I've ever seen in my
Everything
life.
Everything about NASA's fake, man. NASA was NASA was established right after Wernher von Braun was instrumental in establishing NASA.
Yeah.
But in a time, in the 50s,
yep.
we do a couple operations like Operation Dominic, sure. Operation fucking, there was a couple of them where Admiral Byrd goes to like the North and South Pole.
Yeah.
Obviously, some shit happens that we're not supposed to fucking know about that I'm not even going to get into there. And then in a time in the 50s where, like, we're coming out of some serious wars, we're in the middle of some, like, coming into some wars.
Yep.
Somehow the entire planet decides that we all agree on one thing. We can't go south of the 64th parallel, north of the parallel.
Yeah.
Why is that? And then Admiral Byrd dies of suspicious shit because he was on the fucking TV talking about some shit. Right after that, NASA is fucking, NASA comes about.
Yeah.
And NASA, bro, it's fucking like, you can pretty, wait, what the fuck is it? There was another thing. It was like, all right, so NASA, if you look at it, this is a conspiracy theory in its core. But, yeah. So NASA... It has every word in the fucking in the name of it to spell Satan, right?
Okay.
Except for T.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then when you look at the NASA's logo, that little red thing with the tongue, it's like red with the split.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a serpent's tongue.
Sure, yeah.
Now, every time before they count down on a rocket launch, they say what? They say T-.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
T-minus in the name. Yeah. There you got Satan. It's just, it's crazy like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much truth there is to that, but it is pretty fucking mind-blowing. Like, how many of these things happen? But NASA's fucked from the start, dude.
Well, this one was recent. It was a private. It was supposed to be a private unmanned, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't NASA. It was just some
some private company.
Private company.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's really funny if you look at all of it. If you look at the footage, if you look at how they sound, but like you could do a better job with CGI than how they did to portray that this actually happened.
Even the moon landing was the same thing.
Totally.
Stanley Kubrick shot that shit, and it looked cheesy then.
Right. I mean, it was, how do you get this angle when it's not even on the fucking moon yet, right?
Right.
Like, the thing tipped over, they said. There was all the people who were like supposed to be the command center people.
Yeah.
It literally looked like an Indian call center. Like India.
Yeah.
Like who's doing this shit? Why are we doing this? We're still trying to say, oh man, we made it to the moon.
Dude,
okay, fine, if you did or didn't, this you didn't at this point. You did not. Because that looks so fake. What are we trying to cover up when we're trying to like say, hey, wait, this is going on over here?
I could get totally bashed for all this shit, but the older I get, the closer the more I believe in the firmament, the more I believe that the earth is a closed fucking, like, we are basically a closed, like the whole thing is like we're closed off. We've never been
like
out of low
dome or whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what the firmament is,
yeah.
But like we've never been out of low earth orbit. We've
sure.
never. And, like, throughout time, man, people have always said that shit, but I don't think anyone's, like even, there's a lot of evidence supporting it, but at the same time,
like
there's
a flat earth thing?
I don't know if I'm going flat earth fully.
Yeah.
But I do think that the earth isn't what we believe it is,
sure.
And I think that it might just be bigger than we believe it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of shit that can't be explained so easily, man. But at the same time, I'm sure if Neil deGrasse Tyson was in here,
yeah,
he'd tear me apart.
Yeah.
And he's a hell of a lot smarter than me. So every time, like, I start to lean on that,
yeah,
I think about that, too, that there are answers for my questions.
Sure.
But I don't know, man. Just fucking, like, there is still a lot of shit that can't just be explained away, because a lot of times the answers that they give you are just shit that they learned.
Yeah.
They haven't.
Really bad, you know, information, like, too.
I don't know, dude. It's just, it's crazy.
And the internet is such, it speeds everything up for whether it's good information or bad information, right?
Right.
Like, it always is something.
And no matter where you're at, like, both sides are spewing so much misinformation.
Right.
And that was the goal.
Yeah.
They didn't want you to be able to get to the bottom of any of this shit.
Yeah. They want it to be buried.
Yeah, and they want there to be this argument of two different sides, because it creates divide.
Right.
It's what they want. So, and then, like, when one side believes they haven't figured out, the other side comes up with a new question.
Right.
Or the other side comes up with a new answer. And, like, I really don't believe that any of us out there, you're really that arrogant to believe that you know everything about this whole fucking system we call the Earth.
Yeah.
And you're only reading the same shit I am, just on the different side of the argument, you know? And you can say you got proof of this, proof of that, but really, do you?
Yeah.
It's also fed to you. That proof is fed to you.
Like, you're reading other studies.
And, like, a lot of peer-reviewed studies, it's hard to argue with, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what science is, peer-reviewed study.
That's all it is, yeah.
Yeah, and,
it's
like,
it's not one conclusion.
Right, and, like,
you can run three different scenarios, get three different answers, and they're going to say, that's the one.
It seems like whatever one fits their narrative is the one you want. And, like, that's why my fucking shit is probably so skewed.
Yeah.
If anyone's mad about my questions, like, me just questioning it and wondering anyway if I'm wrong, is because, like, dude, there are so many different answers out there. There are so many different, like, there's, like, even Einstein's theory of general relativity is flawed.
Yeah.
And he told you that back when he came up with it.
Yeah.
It's not a law. That's why it's still a theory.
Yep.
And we look at that as a law.
Right.
Like, all fucking scientists and shit, like, physicists, everybody goes back to, Einstein's theory of relativity.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's still a theory.
Talk about the theory of it.
Yeah.
And
so,
not the law.
Until it becomes a law
of inertia, we know that's a law.
Right, or the law of cause and effect, the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. There's certain laws. I suggest most people do brush up on their universal laws.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that shit will blow your fucking mind.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people want you to, like, they just want you to quick have a little lesson about it in school, but not truly understand what these laws entail.
Yeah.
Like, laws of cause and effect can completely change your life.
Yeah.
You can live in the fucking effect of your life.
Yeah.
Rather, like, most people live, what is it? I think most people live in the cause of their life.
Sure.
When you can live in the effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fucking,
and,
like,
you create that.
Exactly.
That's what they don't understand.
That's what I mean. Like, a lot of people look at these cause, like, they just think of it in terms of energy, but they don't think in terms of, like, your brain.
Yeah.
And, like, what you actually possess. You. Mm-hmm. If this is a law and we create our reality, guess where that law is also in effect?
Yeah.
Your fucking...
Your mind space.
You can control this.
Yeah.
And
that's why they say mind over matter.
100%.
But you're always like, that ain't me.
People hear that term, but they don't really hear that term. And they, like...
what is matter? Matter is this stuff.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
But mind has to happen first.
Well, like... fucking human is just light manifested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's all. And that's why for the longest time they were searching for the God particle.
Yeah.
Like I talked about early on when we were still doing this in the beginning, the Higgs boson.
Yeah.
That's what give things matter.
Yeah.
Like that's why they searched so long for that, because they couldn't figure out why we were light manifested. What makes that happen?
Yeah.
And then, and I might be way off on that too. I guess I don't know, but I am pretty sure that's what all my reading has brought me to. But
I saw somebody on Insta. Everything's Instagram, but somebody was reading how to break the habit of being yourself, and that was Dr. Joe Dispenza. I know we've talked about that, but But I messaged him going, yes, I've read all of his books. And is this your first book? And then he's like, oh no, this is probably my third round in this book. I have all of his books too. And I'm like, ooh, I need to hang with this guy a lot more. You know, like he teaches all meditation and stuff, but that is massive. That's just all of the learning you can do within that book and then application of the learning. I think that's where a lot of people, I love reading books. Yeah, this is great. Well, what do you do with that information? Do you execute on that information?
Are you reading short stories? Or are you reading fucking
if you're reading
shit that you can fucking actually administer to your own life?
Right.
And shit.
Even if you're reading the most, the best books on earth, awesome, you know. But if you don't execute on the information, what are you doing with it? I think that's where a lot of people miss. They say, I read books. I'm a scholar. Oh, awesome.
What's that
one?
What
the fuck do you actually do with it?
What's the book? It's something. It's a number. But then laws of power, I forget what the fuck, how many laws of power it is.
I don't know, but that.
But it makes people
awesome.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
In a sense, oh. Because of, you start to realize, what the fuck is it?
Look,
I gotta look
it
up, but it's one of them books, you know, that like, it's like only like billionaires read this.
Oh, really?
Shit,
okay,
you know
like
I mean?
It. You have to be ready for the information.
Laws of power.
Get it.
We'll see here. Just like maybe make a plug on this fucking.
I know. Now everybody gets to buy it.
But yeah, why not? I mean, I can see the book cover in my head. It's like white. But
you read it or no?
I haven't read it. No, but I should because I know. I know. Oh, of course. Yeah, we're bringing. There we go.
Did
the
it go?
48 Laws of Power. There okay. we go. I was gonna say 50 something.
Okay.
But yeah, the 48 Laws of Power. It, yeah, man, it's supposed
to. I have to look that one up and read it and execute.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, that's supposed to, I mean, like.
48 laws of power.
Like, from what I've gathered from people that have read it and shit, like, it gives you, like, that, like a sociopath must have written it kind of thing. But, yeah, apparently it holds some good information. I've never read it, so I'm not going to get too far.
48 laws.
Shouldn't even have brought it up, I guess, because I don't even know anything about this shit.
Oh, I got to do it.
But yeah, no, it is. It's supposed. It's on my list of books to read anyway. You know what I mean? To like fight back against those who fucking oppress us.
Right. I'm reading Extreme Ownership right now. So Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. So it's two former Navy SEALs. Holy shit. I mean, anybody who's a Navy SEAL, like, fuck.
They've seen some shit, man.
Right. They have been through it.
Well, I was only around my uncle for, like, a short time when he retired and everything and all that shit. But, yeah, man, you can just in the little bit of time I'm around him, you can tell that there's, like, there was a fracture there at some time.
Yeah.
And, like, he was, like, I remember just hearing him say that, you know, now that he retired, that maybe fucking hopefully I can get some sleep for once. You know,
shit.
Like.
What did he do?
He did a lot of fucking work over in the Gulf during that whole thing. He's been a Navy SEAL. Okay. And,
he was a SEAL?
Yeah,
holy
he was.
Shit.
I'm not saying he's like he would never like sit here and say I'm SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, right.
No, but he did some shit, man.
Yeah.
And like he was a career Navy fucking. I mean, I don't know. I'm not. He was a diver too.
Okay.
So he was a Navy diver for a long time. He did some time with the SEALs and shit like that.
Wow.
So he's been in the Navy his whole life. Like, but then he ended up training SEALs, I believe.
Holy
he had his
shit.
Own dive locker and shit.
Wow.
He's a real badass, you know?
Wow.
And like when he retired, when I went down to Florida, there were admirals there and there was like
some high class.
Yeah, like some real brass there.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
He had letters from every president except for Biden because he said he didn't want it.
Yeah, bet.
Yeah, that's 100%. He goes, they said it was coming, but I didn't really want it. So he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
He does not support the whole Biden administration, so to speak.
Jesus.
And if a guy who's been in it that long has a problem with someone, our commander in chief,
because
you know he's a respect driven type guy, you know, like you don't go through a career in the Navy like that, become a SEAL, do all this shit,
right?
And
you're
then,
just supposed to listen, right?
Like, right,
you're
like they,
to
you
take
know,
your orders. And
I mean, but
go.
At the same time, he didn't go out of his way to shit talk our commander in chief.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean? Like
yep.
you never got that impression,
yeah.
But anytime it came up, yeah, he wasn't for it. You know, damn. He's like, he wasn't here damn. For it. Damn. Like when he just said, yeah, you know, that's actually in my house now. I've got a flag from his retirement. Yeah. I was supposed he was gonna present me with the flag, but I got fucking stuck in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
I was there for a night because yeah. my fucking flight got delayed and shit, so I never made it. But yeah. I still made it out there.
Yeah.
I just didn't make it for the actual...
Oh, the ceremony.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I did make it to a speech. He was talking about his nephew being stuck in Flagstaff.
No shit. Yeah, that was damn. Right? Yeah.
And he still presented me with a flag though sure. and everything, and I've got a nice flag box with... Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I
know
deal.
That.
Yeah, that's yes. my uncle. Yeah. So he
fuck,
just.
Dude, that's crazy cool.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, it's fucking like, I just, like, when someone like him is against our fucking yeah. president, I can't help but take, you know, notice of that.
Right.
Like, shit, there's got to be a pretty good fucking reason.
Well, I don't know if I've said this, but I've read this book now. This would be the third time through. But whenever I read it, there's a part in that book that talks about, somebody, one of his friends, man, I feel like shit for forgetting the name, but he jumped on a grenade and,
yeah.
and he saved. Have we talked about this before?
No, I don't know, but I've heard like apparently
yeah.
that has to take balls bigger dude, than so, I've ever seen, but it is the safest
yeah,
way
my,
to go about it.
My career path, if you will, I had two paths when I graduated high school. It was one, that's all I was really going to do. I was going to be a Marine.
Right.
Like, that was it. I was like, fuck this. I'm not going to apply to college. I'm not smart enough to get into college. There's no way. Like, I had any chance being a Marine then, right? Mm. But whatever. And my mom was like, no.
You put your mind to anything, though.
Well,
I
for
think,
sure.
I think if you would have left yourself, if you would have burnt the boats
yeah.
to, you know, type thing.
Right.
I think you would have became one.
Dude, yeah. So literally, I told my mom, I'm 18, I'm going to fucking sign today. And she's like, no, you are going to apply to one college. And I'm like, she goes, you have to take your ACTs and then apply to a college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll take the ACTs, but I'm not going to do well. And I'm not going to get into a college. She's like, well, fine. Just meet me halfway and just take the ECTs. So I got a 17 the first time I took it. You need an 18 to apply. So I'm like, see? I'm just going to fucking go be in the Marines. So she goes, take it again. Okay, fine. Fuck it. I get a 15 the second time. Like, oof. You don't get better. Like, yeah. you're supposed to get better. For me, and they didn't. Or I was like, see, Ma? The cards are just not there. Like, there's, I'm not going to go to college. She's like, okay, fine, apply to one college. I'm like, Ma, just let me fucking go. Yeah. Let me go sign up for the Marines. She's like, apply to one college. If you get in, you go to college. I'm like, fine. So I applied to a college. I promise you, she did every fuck. She had to pull every string that she ever had to probably get me into college. But the reason I say this, because every time I read these books mm-hmm. and I hear this grenade saving lives story,
oh, yeah.
I would have been me. I can promise you, I would have been the dude in the book. Jed Colverness, he saved, you know, 9 lives that day. I would have fucking jumped. I would do it. Every time I can feel it in my soul. I'm like, fuck. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. No,
you know,
shit.
Like,
yeah. Well,
I can feel
thing,
it.
Man. And it's like, in the moment of that, like, it's not senseless because of the fact that you were saving lives.
No.
But it is senseless why you're there.
For sure.
It really is.
Yeah.
And like, for anyone to think that, like, the U.S. as a world power hasn't been the aggressor.
Exactly.
In a lot of this shit,
yep.
you're losing it. Like,
right.
We have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have been. The
we
reason,
were literally, that was our job.
The reason, yeah. like, you really believe that people, like when we started the war on terror in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know why the fucking Taliban and the Taliban are evil fucking
right.
people. I'm
yeah.
not taking nothing
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
But the reason that people over there hated us so bad was because they knew this. Like, to
yeah.
them, the people that were over there, they were fighting against tyranny.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Like, what we
yeah.
are bred and, like, brought up to believe,
yeah.
like, but we fucking, you really think the Twin Towers had anything to do with Bin Laden?
Right.
No.
Yeah, no, it was to ignite the fire.
It was a false flag, yeah. And yeah. We know this now. Yeah. Like, come on.
Right. Again, do your homework.
Yes, it was to get us over there, man. And that's why same shit happened in fucking World War One. Ship was fucking sunk to put us into that war. Every war we've ever been in. There's something, one key event that, it gets all the U.S. citizens behind the war machine.
And then the repercussions of all of that is now you take all of your young, healthy, strong men.
And just feed them to this war
machine. They die.
And if they don't, they come back and they're not the same.
Exactly.
You can't subject a human mind to some of this shit. And expect them not to fracture and come back like less than, you know, more of an animal than when they left.
Yeah, it's just, that's tyranny, like post-war tyranny.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, so how do you stop that? Well, I mean, you just stop feeding into that shit.
Yeah,
you
pretty
become,
much.
You become, like the saying is, you know, personal excellence is the ultimate rebellion. So, I mean, I have that written out on the mirror out there. Yeah. It's on, like, I just keep telling myself that, like, when I want to give up, I don't, because if I give up, I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, but we all have people that look up. You have people that look up to you. You do.
Oh, I'm sure,
you know, we do.
Yeah.
So if we give up at what we're doing, man, we're fucked. Like, we cannot give up. The hardest days, those are the ones that you should be looking for. Those are really the testing days.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 2 weeks, I had a few testing days. It was okay. Basketball's over, thank God.
Nice.
But, you know, like, you texted, I have basketball. I just got this, like, chill in me going, oh, man, no, fuck that. It's over. I'm now a retired basketball, you know, elementary basketball coach. Do not ask me to do it again. I won't. But,
Well, you committed. You finished it.
Right.
I'll be down.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
But, I mean, I cannot... Sixth grade, these kids are horrible. And you know what? Like, anybody who listens to this, listen up.
If you have a sixth grader, teach them some respect.
Please, please. You know,
like that's something that's been dead and dying.
Yeah.
Is respect and common sense.
Yes.
The fact that a town with 3,000 people honestly contemplated.
Yeah.
Putting litter boxes in their fucking school because too many kids were identifying as cats.
Yeah.
Shame on you, adults.
Exactly. No.
When I was young, guess what? I said I was going to be a fucking Power Ranger.
Yeah.
I was going to be a lot of things. I not only was going to be Stone Cold. In fact, I was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
I was The Rock and Jeff Hardy.
Yes.
Bitches.
Yeah,
I was these things, but I also had a parent, a mom and a dad that said, you know, you're not really these people.
Well, exactly.
You know, like, you're Cody Scott. Like, come on.
I laid underneath my bed. You know that felt shit?
Yeah,
I ripped that all the fucking pieces. I put cardboard boxes underneath there. I went and grabbed some 12-2 wire or whatever, and I started super gluing a bunch of shit underneath there. You know what I was? I was a mechanic.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
I was fucking mechanic. And then before I know it, my parents are like, you need to clean that shit up. And I'm like, but it's not. Quit calling
it's
it
not shit,
mom and dad. Like, this, I'm a mechanic. No, you're not.
Know, and that's, I feel like everyone needs a fucking old school parent, like Paul or somebody, to bring it down. Like, I don't know, man. Like, fucking, I was watching a video of this fucking mom. Holy shit, like, I feel stupid for even talking about this. Yeah. Like, I really do. This is, like, I'm losing my mind with the society these days.
Yeah.
This cat shit is where I draw the line.
Where? What town did that? This, you're not talking about up here. But it's still bad.
No, it made it up here. They were, Roseau School was,
shut up.
I'm not making this up. They were looking at putting litter boxes in the school because that, so, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, this is a fucking
I gotta talk to my daughter about this.
This is a thing.
Do you identify anything but a fucking girl?
Dude, and the thing is, man, I was talking about this to Jess, I'm like, I pointed at my dog, Bradley, like, Nobody had to tell him he was a fucking dog. Yeah. He just fucking innately knew. He just knew.
Everybody needs to know that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
how just, it works.
When you're born, you are innate. Like, even my nieces, nobody had to look at them and say, you are two little girls. They fucking, wow, they just knew that.
That's how it works.
You know where the confusion comes in?
Yeah, when you tell them, like we had said. You know?
Yeah, dude, the confusion comes in from the adults feeding into this shit, dude.
That made it to Rozo. I did not know
When was that? I don't know. Paul was telling me about it. His eyes, because I made a joke about not understanding this new generation and how these kids now are identifying as cats.
Yeah.
And his eyes lit up as, you know. And he, like, he had something to say on it. And I always listen when he has to say something.
Yeah, no shit. He's
and
one person.
He goes, I'm not lying. He's like, they were looking at doing that in Rosa School. I'm like, no, they're not.
Yeah, no
not
fucking
here.
Way.
He's like, no, dude, for real. Like, it was in the conversation anyway. No. Which is blows my mind. But, like, what? And then, like, there's
just put out fucking cat food right beside it and make them eat that.
Dude, well, hey, man, if you're going to, like, we're going to spay and neuter you, too.
Yeah,
gonna,
well, like, they would love that. They would love
they,
that,
they
though.
Should have to, man.
But that's the whole...
Oh, they yeah.
The elitist.
Yeah, they, but no,
they
I'm just saying,
that.
Like, bro, and then when it comes down to, like, this parent was flapping her gums about how she felt it was discrimination that her son identifies as a cat, so he really is a cat. So he was sick. She brings him to a vet.
No. Oh, I did see this. Yeah.
She was dead serious, man. The vet
couldn't actually,
because, like, okay, so now, because of your delusions, you expect a vet to go back to school for 8 to 10 years to fucking get their doctorate.
Their medical
You know, like, become
a
real doctor. Do you want
doctor,
your kid to die?
Yeah.
Like, you really expect this vet to work, who's used to working on a cat, dog, cat, whatever the fuck.
And they have the medical credentials to do that. Awesome.
Yes.
Respect.
And, hey, and man, and that ain't no, that ain't no light task as it is.
No.
So now you've got this delusional bitch come walking in. I need you to fix my son, who is a human. Like, oh, I don't mean to be this guy, but I am not.
I'm not
medically cleared to work on the human anatomy.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And, well, now I do believe that is discrimination. I'm like, no.
No, it's not.
That's not.
You are mentally ill for thinking
you're
that.
Bringing this into his place of business and expecting him to do shit that he is not medically qualified to do. You know, like, you know what? I told Paul, I'm like, I think we should just legally let the vet give her a shot. This will fucking work itself out, and after a
few
parents,
it'll be the survival of the fittest.
It's grim.
Right?
It's grim.
It might
it
be
is
right.
Fucking grim, man. And no one wants to say it, but let it work itself the fuck out.
See what happens. Fuck around and find out. Right?
I promise you that after a few of these delusional parents, they go into the doctor, the vet,
the
VET, and they. 2 weeks later, you see that there's a fucking obituary.
Yeah.
Just know, hey, I bet my son wasn't really a cat.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't give.
Blows
you know,
my
so like ivermectin, right? It is good. We can have it, but like you can't give a fucking dosage of a horse dosage to a human being.
Well, that's debatable. So I was taking the ketamine, and I'll tell you this much.
I'm just saying, like, to a regular.
Okay, I was going to say, well, horse tranquilizers can't be.
I'm not right, but I mean the anti-worm medication.
Oh, you double fucking ivermectin.
Yes, yes. So you take an ivermectin, right? The dosage of a horse cannot be given to a human.
Yeah, no way.
But,
that's good.
But I'm saying, you know, either way, you've probably and built up some kind of something to be.
Well,
take that
I mean, yeah,
ketamine.
I don't think any human should be taking ketamine. Right. Well, no, that's not entirely true because ketamine has made its way into like the medical industry for different things.
Sure.
Even when I was in the hospital, right when I was in jail, going to for my hand.
Yeah.
I was shocked to see ketamine on the IV bag they had given me. It's another pain reliever, but
for sure.
And there is ketamine treatments now for alcoholism.
Sure.
But you still, I promise
but not
you.
A horse dosage.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I promise you it was far less.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I mean is if you have a veterinarian who's used to treating cows and horses and, you know, large animals.
Yeah, livestock.
For sure. So
which You can argue that there are, to some people, we are nothing
suppose,
but livestock.
That's exactly right.
To so some can, people, yeah, but yeah. Those but people are
you're
evil
not
going to
walk in there and say, this child is now, you know, let's
no.
give them ivermectin, the dose
no,
of your fucking
bro.
Horse, because that's what they're used to doing.
Man, what's your theory on that? Like, what, I mean, ivermectin in treatment of humans. Like,
yeah.
I mean.
I have some in my medicine cabinet.
I was going to say, I yeah. was looking into that because, like, the Dr. Sebi.
Yeah.
The fucking, you know, the black dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sebi was one of the first people to bring up like sea moss as being
yeah.
like a real viable, like almost crazy good for the human body.
Yes.
It's what a, how many nutrients make up the human body? 108?
That's probably close.
It's
yeah.
close.
Yep.
And, but and sea moss yep. is like 90
yep.
some of them.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not, no, we, you can tell my brain we're close.
Yeah.
We're not there,
yep.
but we're close.
I'm good with
but
that.
But Sebi,
yeah,
yeah that's fair anyway. And he also was saying that almost all illness comes from mucus in the body and
yep.
parasites.
Yep.
And
then it's disease, right? So it's
yeah.
everything's not within the homeostasis.
And
but,
what,
yeah.
what is ivermectin, an antiparasitic? And
right.
people
exactly.
see kick ass results.
Well, it didn't
man.
Want, you know, the government didn't want that in
no.
because it would actually solve the problem.
Well, remember
right?
when Mr.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan
yeah.
brought it up?
Yeah.
He just said it in passing.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone even heard it.
Yeah.
If the government, if the news media outlets wouldn't have picked it up to
right.
bastardize him
yeah.
for it, but he was
yeah.
just saying when he got COVID,
yeah.
oh yeah, but we're throwing everything at it. We've
yeah.
got this, that, this,
yeah.
and then ivermectin
yeah.
was in the
exactly.
list of things.
Yeah.
And people fucking like they tried
yeah,
to
everybody.
Crucify
yeah.
Joe
yeah.
Rogan for saying
yeah.
that because it worked.
Totally. You know,
find
I went to TSC. I did buy a horse dosage. Because that's the only ivermectin you can find, right?
Right.
But if you can do some math, you can dilute it,
yeah.
you can bring it way the fuck down, because that's where it needs to be.
Yeah, yeah.
If I needed it. My wife's like, what the fuck are you buying that for? And I'm like, are you watching the news?
It's good.
Because if you're watching the news, don't.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to tell you that this is not good for you.
No,
and they're
is.
Like, yeah, but this horse medication can kill you. Well,
yeah,
yes,
in the horse dose.
It can, yes. But like, don't. Like, are you read the thing? Like,
yeah, you
do
can,
your
you
fucking
read
research,
that, man.
Like, these people are so dumb. To if you still believe the media today, what the fuck rock are you living
Dude,
under?
It's you can't trust them anymore,
no.
and like, but you know, but then like, people believe the media on everything except for like when the UN comes out and says like, you know, that we should you should start preparing. Yourself for to get through like the first 36 hours or 38 hours of fucking like you know like get yourself a fucking radio with batteries
sure. yeah yeah
get yourself all that
like
essential shit
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean
yeah
no one wants to pay no you're crazy
yeah
you're like well the UN said it the same people
right.
that told you that all this shit that you believe is bad
right
they're also telling us to like hey man it may not be tomorrow but
right.
like
get ready.
It's coming.
Yeah, right.
Like, hey.
I know.
Like we
people don't want to listen.
Like they
Why?
Were saying, like, we do not see this. Like, we don't see the world being at peace in 20 years. Like,
right.
hey.
Yeah.
Like, obviously not. We can't seem to agree on shit. And then Tucker Carlson goes does this fucking shit with Putin. And even that interview, I watched it.
Yeah.
I watched it because I was interested. I thought
sure.
He didn't drill him, you know. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was
know,
a pretty soft one.
Yeah, he
threw
didn't
some
drill
pretty good
him.
Lobs.
I mean, at the same time, though, I think Tucker Carlson knew where he was.
Yeah,
he was in Moscow.
Well, dude, like,
okay, if he wanted to make it out of Moscow,
yeah, he's still on a hit list. He's still
oh,
on all
sure.
the hit lists. Like
oh,
he's fucking
sure.
Ukraine number one's hit list. Like kill Tucker Carlson, done.
Yeah, dude,
they're gonna
dude.
Want him dead.
Well, fuck, man, it seems like these days if certain people like that want you dead, I think you're probably a humanitarian, you know, like you're,
yep.
you're siding on this. So what did he said? Hey man. And granted, like I said, I think if Tucker was uncensored and
yeah.
totally untethered,
yeah,
I think it would have been a different interview.
Sure.
But again, yep. he was in Moscow.
Dude.
Again, he's
yeah.
interviewing one of the, and even Elon Musk said, there's that. There's someone out there with more money than me, and that was Putin.
Yeah,
right? Putin's got money,
right?
And you can tell the way he walks, how his one arm is stiff.
Yeah.
When he walks, if you ever watch him walk, yep. One arm is stiff. That's old KGB knowledge.
Absolutely, dude.
You know, like, that guy has seen some shit.
Yeah. And
probably done some shit. The KGB was, like, the best intelligence agency on the world has ever
they
known.
They knew.
I don't
know,
you're
going to fucking die. If he wants
Putin,
you dead,
don't
dead.
Go after Putin. Yeah. I'm just saying, the guy, you can, he just kind of, like, radiates that same fuck you that Trump does, except right. for he's got a little more coldness to him.
Absolutely.
You know?
You look into his eyes, you're like,
yeah. And from what I've read, and I like people might have just be on that Trump train, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they were saying that one of the few politicians in our fucking country that Putin actually feared was Trump.
Sure.
Not for the reasons you thought.
Yeah.
It was because it was one of the few guys that Putin couldn't predict.
Right.
You
right.
know, it wasn't because
know.
He was yeah. Trump is some big badass.
Yeah,
it wasn't because
right.
of this or that. It yeah. was just because he couldn't. He knew he couldn't buy him, and
yeah.
he knew he couldn't predict him.
Right.
But maybe he did buy him. If that
yeah.
whole Russian fucking
right.
collusion is
yeah.
to be believed,
yeah.
I think that was just a real big way for them to try to say, yeah, we didn't lose, but we lost. You know,
yeah.
like they were just trying
yeah.
to, like, we can't just openly admit that we lost at a fair game.
Right.
We got to say that Putin was behind this.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Fucking Russia.
And then we still didn't lose, but we did.
Yeah, yeah. But the Soviets, they yep. fucking, they're coming back. You know, fucking
exactly.
shit. Fuck
exactly
out of here,
right.
man. I don't know. I feel like the last two of our episodes have gotten awfully political, but like in the world landscape that we're in, it's only fitting, I guess. I mean, you can tell, though, I feel anyway, from listening to us talking.
Yeah.
I feel that you can tell that we're just two average guys that really don't know
Dude,
definitive dick about either side. But
I think at the end of the day, if people aren't talking like this,
right,
your
right.
head's in the fucking sand.
And don't
sand.
Get mad because
right.
two people are trying to have a conversation.
Right.
Like it's,
your head can be in the sand, but don't bitch about what's going to go on in the world.
Right. And like the only way to ever learn and to find out is having conversations
yeah.
like this. Like in, if one day we're actually listened to by enough people that
right.
the comment board can light us up,
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
light me up because
right.
I promise you I'm going to
yeah.
learn something from getting
that's,
lit up.
That's exactly it. I massage people every day, so I'm either talking or not.
Right.
Right, so some
right.
people like
some
to
people
just come in here
it.
And not talk.
Yeah.
But a lot of people come in here and they talk. So I'm learning a fuckload. And then I'm also
you gotta be
talking,
careful with that. Though.
Totally right.
yeah.
I'm talking a fuckload,
yeah.
And then I'm also learning. So like, you know, I just massaged somebody the other day that they did not like Trump, and
oh,
they
yeah.
but they follow me on social and they know they're like, I know you're a Trump supporter, so I won't say a lot. And I'm like, listen, I like freedom. I
That's
love
what I
freedom.
Mean.
Like, and you know what? You and I can have a civil conversation. So I asked this person. Many questions. I wanted to know, like,
yeah.
what makes you
think that Biden is
think
doing
that anything is the way you believe? Not like just Trump, not Biden. Anything.
That's the thing. I was
Where is your
say
belief
that.
System?
It's not
right?
that we're Trump supporters.
No, man. Like,
we're
I
just
want to know.
We're just siding with the side that makes sense. Whatever
right?
name you want to put in that
yeah.
box.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy. Like, it's not that I could promise you if I sat down and met Trump,
yeah.
I may like him, I may hate that
right.
fucker's guts, but
right.
that's not what this is about.
No.
It's
no.
about just who did the job
right.
to benefit us as civilians better. Like, mm-hmm. bro, Biden is drop that fucking ball.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, no.
And it could have been anyone, not
for sure.
Biden.
And that's the funny part is so many people are like, I cannot vote for Biden anymore.
No
but
shit.
I know I can't vote for Trump either. And I'm like, okay, so tell me what you're going to do. That's the question that I would like to answer. And they can't answer it.
Yeah, but
none of them can answer.
They're not looking like Biden's going to be the nominee, the candidate.
No, right. Yeah.
You know? Who the fuck was it? Oh, yeah, that's Michelle Obama.
Yeah, that's who we had said.
The saving grace. That's
yeah.
what it was. Okay, I forgot already.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. But Biden, if he's not going to run.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She's going to run under his same policies. As
yeah.
She's.
Well, and so you look at Nikki Haley then, too.
Right.
What I think is going to happen is Nikki Haley, if you look at who is supporting her financially,
dude,
she's actually being supported by the elite Democrats.
Yeah.
So she is basically the Trojan horse that they're looking for to fuck everything up after something happens. I really believe the reason she's still in the running, she's not in running, but why stay with it?
Right.
Why not just fucking give up? One, you make a fuckload of money. You
yeah.
make a fuckload of money trying to run for president. And then two, dude, Trump might get assassinated. I'm like putting my tinfoil hat way on. Yeah, I'm gonna guess. I hope I'm wrong.
But if he does, well, they're already trying to style. They're trying to get him to quit.
Yeah.
With this whole shit with like,
and then they're trying to drain all of his money.
That's what I mean. Right? So they're coming after his assets right now. But at any given time, they can't completely drain him because of the fact that couldn't he at any time say that, you know what, I want the salary of a fucking president because he was a president.
Yeah.
He has the Secret Service around him already.
Right.
So why couldn't he, like, I know he said he wasn't going to take any of the salary that came because he didn't need it.
Right.
But now, like, I mean, they're going to financially try to cripple him and try to make it so he just has to tap out. But I don't know, man. I just think if it isn't, eventually someone else will come along. I think Trump sparked something that'll start something else. But at the same time, it may, you wonder, like, with how good these people are, was Trump not just another piece of the puzzle?
Sure, sure.
You know, it makes you start to become jaded in that aspect. Like, dude, well, fuck, if he made it, if he actually became a sitting president, was he not just another piece?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I just think, I think if there were more people who would just talk about what, and not even politics, not even belief, like, just talk. And, like, you can have way opposite sides.
Yeah.
I'm extreme left, I'm extreme right, whatever the fuck.
But still be friends
and
at the end
still,
of the day.
Like, be awesome friends.
Uh-huh.
That's what we need, because that's America. That in itself is America. That's what I believe in.
But they don't want that. They want divide. They want
They
all
want
this
you're
shit.
Black, you're white, you're what the fuck ever
you're
you are.
You're fucking gay, you're straight, you're trans, you're triceratops, you're fucking your cat, your
and,
dog.
And that's gonna piss people off. And it's like, fuck you then. Like, you have no that sucks. So, like, if anybody would listen, like you say, if we ever have the enough people to comment on whatever
man,
we're doing,
like,
teach us some shit.
Yeah, dude. If
who
I'm,
are you
if
voting
I'm far
for?
Far left, far right, whatever the fuck. I don't even know what I could identify myself as.
Right.
Except for just me. Yeah. Like, that's it. I just identify. Like, I don't, like, oh, so you're a far left. I don't know. I always far right. I don't know. I just, like, I'm sure I have ideology from both sides. I side on the side of humanity and good, like, there's more going on than just a fight between good and evil, but at the surface, that's where you can start. Like, what makes sense to you? Who's hurting the most people? Who's fucking, like, I don't know, man. I guess I just have a heart these days, and I just don't see a whole lot of good coming from the Democrats at all.
Right.
And, like, fuck, man. I don't know.
And the hard part is when you have a Democrat who then realizes they're wrong, which is rare, but it happens. And then they try to kind of convert, maybe not be a Republican, but, like, then Republicans start hating on the Democrats for saying I'm wrong. It's like, well, you're not right either.
Right.
They just admitted they're wrong. Let them be. You were wrong at one point. Yeah. Be wrong.
Dude,
like,
it's
okay.
Easy to do, man. Like, it's just, you don't know what the fuck, you know? Like, you don't know every angle of this shit.
Right.
And with politics, there's deep fakes going on all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just be mindful, man, and don't sell yourself soul to one party, dude.
Right. Right.
Like, it's, and, like, you can even agree with a different party on one thing.
Yeah.
And still be the other side.
And, and you absolutely can. And they should be.
But people feel that they've got to be all in or nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, dude,
I have
just
to be
create...
pro-life, so then that means I'm Democrat. I'm
pro,
or whatever, Republican.
It's
and then
the way
if I'm
I view
pro-choice,
religion,
like,
man.
Whatever.
Like, the way I view religion, I believe that there are truths to all of these things.
Yeah.
And, like, you, as long as you do your homework and you, if you do take in what information you can and you do your homework to the best of your ability, and you just evaluate in your head what works for you and what makes sense to you, like, and you just make a well-informed decision for yourself, fuck what the fuck anyone else, what fuck
have
a label,
to be okay with that.
And then stand on it, don't be so easily wavered, and, like, I mean, be open-minded,
but
don't be so easily knocked off your belief point, and, like, dude, just, like, quit with all the fucking labels and everything, dude. I don't know.
And to the parents out there, if you, like, here's the thing. After this whole experience, let's call it that. Yeah. Whatever, with whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter what I just did or what. So if you think that your child is not, you know, the one, if you think your child is not the mean one, your child's the mean one.
Probably. Yeah.
If you think your child is the perfect one, they're not.
No.
I yell at my kids more than anybody. I'm saying, like, they're not perfect. They might, like, I'm not saying you can't let them be weird. All I'm saying is teach your kids the respect to know that.
The respect is
like everything. Teach your kids to know that you have one person who has a bad day, and if you're going to get on them, what if? What if that's their last day? What if that was the last straw before they decided, you know what, my life is done.
Well, and you cannot know whatever somebody's going through.
Yeah.
Even if you can know somebody, they can be your fucking best friend. Right. They can be your fucking, like, you can hang out with this person daily, but still not fully know what they're going through.
Dude, you don't. And I think there's too many parents out there that they think their kids are just perfect.
Right.
And they're not. You know, and if you're, you played sports, right?
Yeah.
So what sports?
I was a wrestler, and then I played basketball.
Perfect.
Too. Yeah.
So you've been in sports.
Yeah.
Did you argue with your coach?
No, I didn't. But
you didn't
again,
even fucking cross your mind,
I
right?
I thought, even though my old man had passed away, I thought if I ever, I don't know, my mom and dad instilled like respect for my elders. And And like I thought for sure that he would come out of that hole in the ground with a belt. And you know,
dude, it didn't matter. You didn't just argue with your coach.
No, I didn't.
You had your reasons for not.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times that arguing with coaches in today's day has happened?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with? And then you can't because you can't yell at him.
But in the same sense, like I'm about. I'm about like. Not blindly going along with authority, but when we're talking about basketball, it's just certain things.
Dude,
like
any
that's what you're there to learn, man.
Any
you're
sport.
There to learn, man. Like
this is a coach.
You're the coach.
This
you.
Is an adult.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, exactly. Like
even how many parents have I talked to? They're like, yeah, I would never even imagine that.
No way, dude. No, I
wouldn't
handle that shit.
But then you're like, yeah, but you can't yell at these kids. I'm like, fuck you. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
You can't. So all the parents out there are listening, if you think that your child is the perfect one, correct me if I'm wrong. Please, come at me. But I'm not.
Man,
I'm not. Your child is the problem. And you need to be having conversations with them about respecting other children and other adults.
Yeah,
because it's lacking.
It's shit.
It is
lacking. Respect is something that's died at the curbside for sure.
Jeez. And now, you know,
it's been bad.
I tell all my kids as teachers, whatever, what chaperone, fucking hit my kid. If he's being a dick, hit him.
You know, yeah,
if she's
I'm not
being
saying,
disrespectful.
Don't take your day out on him. But
for sure.
But
right.
Discipline is
needed. Right.
Needed.
Because you know what? I'm going to come home and I'm going to spank their ass. And there's, you know, they're getting old enough to be
and
like, I'll find
why,
a spoon.
You know why they don't do this at home is because I do that. So if you want them to not do this at your establishment, maybe.
Exactly. That's my parting ways. We better go. But like.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I gotta hit the fucking pharmacy before I close in Roseau.
But yeah, anyways. So, you know, that's my parting message.
Yeah, parting message. Beat your kids. I know. Just kidding. But discipline, quick, man. Like I was in the driveway. I was not driveway. I was in the drive-through one time at like Dairy Queen, grabbed something quick, and three fucking little boys. Fucking forgive me, but I could tell they were hockey players. They had that the hair and the fucking walk.
Yep.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about in Roseau, you just don't know. You don't know, you won't know.
Right.
But if you're here, you know what I'm talking about.
The hockey kids.
This fucking kid made eye contact, the smallest of the three, too.
Yeah.
You know, that little man syndrome made eye contact with me, and I just mobbed him the whole way.
Yeah.
And this fucking kid, shit you not, I seen his fucking the face, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this kid about to do? And he spits a loogie clean up.
Yeah.
Right on the hood of my vehicle.
Shut the fuck up.
When I tell
up.
You that I chased this boy into fucking Dairy Queen to whoop the fuck out of him, and as soon as he got into that fucking place, what do you think he did? He fucking, you know, everything got real, and he starts pointing, and I actually have to get into my vehicle and leave that fucking drive-thru before the cops come.
Right.
But this was, like, probably 2 years ago, 3 years. Oh, dude. Yeah. I was about to beat the hell out of a little kid.
Absolutely.
And I felt like if anyone, the cops and the parents should have thanked me for doing
it. Absolutely.
There's my closing message. Fucking kids, you fucking pricks.
I know.
Dude, I mean, if I would have seen my own son do that, I would have grabbed him by the back of the fucking hair and like
I would have rubbed his fucking face.
I would have said, I would have like he would have been cleaning that gentleman's hood off.
Yes,
like you're gonna go over there and then after you clean that off, I'm gonna send you over there every weekend for the next fucking 2 months, and you're gonna do work around his house. Yeah. Like that is disrespectful beyond all belief.
You're gonna work that. You're gonna wash
like,
that.
Like I don't feel I'm an unreasonable man, but that is unreasonable behavior, dude. That's not how civilized motherfuckers like. Oh, my dad. I'm gonna try to like do the best by what I know I was raised by, and like, granted, my mom wouldn't have reacted that way, but I know that if my dad would, if I would have embarrassed him like that, he would have for sure. Even if he didn't do it in public, because the day and age we live in, when we got home, I would have heard about it.
Oh my
I was raised on spankings and the belt, bro, and it made me a better man today.
Absolutely.
So, discipline your kids. I promise.
Please.
Quit being their friends and discipline them. And
you are not their friends.
It'll make them a better person, man.
All day.
Every time. Anyways.
Hell yeah. Thank you. Share it out, please, people.
Yeah, fuck yourself, Luke.
Peace. Hell yeah. Bye for now. Yeah.